Let's head up to Buffalo, New York. Ed, it's your turn.
Hello, Bob.
Hi, Ed.
How are
you?
I'm a long-time subscriber and a long-time listener.
You. It's good to hear from you.
Listen, I went into the bank the other day, and a CD came due, and I wanted to renew it, and they were only offering 3% for 1 year.
Their rates are way down.
But the person at the bank said they had a fixed rate annuity. Now I know you're against these variable annuities.
Let me get this straight. I can't believe what I'm hearing.
Right.
You went into a bank.
Right.
And you asked about buying a 1 year certificate of deposit.
Right. I wanted to renew my certificate.
You wanted to renew your existing certificate,
right.
And the renewal rate for 1 year was about 3%. Is
correct.
That correct?
That is correct.
And you weren't real happy with that. And somebody in the bank offered you an annuity?
A fixed annuity, he said. And he says it was insured not by FDIC, but by some group of insurance companies with the name of New York State and the name of the.
And what was the rate? What was the rate on the annuity?
4.5 or 5%. I wasn't
for how long?
For 2 years.
For 2 years.
Yeah.
And then what? And then what?
Well, I guess in 2 years I could renew it or buy a CD if the rates are higher.
Yeah.
And they said these rates that they quoted me, they said that was net of any expenses, because I know you say they have high expenses in these annuities.
So how could we compare? Yeah, well, why do you think the bank personnel offered you an annuity when you wanted a CD? Do you think the bank person might be generating a commission? What do you think?
Well, I'm sure he is.
Thank you very much.
I'm trying to figure out what the catch is.
I'm glad you see that.
I didn't do it. I'm trying to figure out what the catch is.
I'll tell you what the catch is. The catch is very obvious. It jumps out. The catch is, you're talking on the one hand about a risk-free 1 year FDIC insured certificate of deposit. No risk.
Right.
On the other hand, you're talking about an annuity that does not have federal insurance.
No, not federal. You said it was insured by some group of insurance companies.
But yeah, you don't even know what the insurance is.
No, it's a New York State
some group
or other, and it's a consortium of insurance.
Oh, companies. Isn't that that's comforting?
And after hearing let me tell you,
in this credit environment, I certainly would not be interested in that. But aside from that, it's distressing to hear that you went into a bank to roll over your CD, and somebody tried to sell you an annuity that does not have federal insurance. That's the part that is distressing. I know this stuff goes on. I really hate to hear about it. I don't think bank personnel should be doing this. When people come in for an FDIC-insured CD, I don't think this should happen. This is Money Talk. Ayla's with us in Fremont, KGO Country. Welcome, Ayla.
Hi, this is Ayla.
Hello, Ayla.
I'm wondering why you disapprove of annuities, what there's about them that they're not...
Well, I agree with Forbes magazine. Forbes magazine years ago did an article claiming that about 95% of the annuities were really not very good investments. I agree with Forbes magazine. I think annuities are basically sold, not bought. I think that people that go into annuities generally very frequently have no idea what they're doing, and I think they're sold.
Well, I heard the gentleman call yesterday, and I know you disapprove of him, and I had the same experience. I had a CD mature and went in thinking I was getting another CD, and the word annuity wasn't even mentioned, and got home and found out that it was an annuity, and I'd signed up for 5 years. I still can get out. They give me 30 days. And I'm to get 4.10% interest for 5 years.
Yeah, well, Ayla, if I were you, I'd be very upset. And the reason I'd be very upset would be twofold. Firstly, that you went into the bank to roll over a certificate of deposit, and you thought you bought a 5-year certificate of deposit, and then you got home and you learned that you had purchased an annuity. That would upset me no end. because you didn't want an annuity, you didn't ask for an annuity, and you don't want an annuity. And then the second reason I was upset yesterday was because that caller had gone into the bank, and we don't want to, you know, we don't want to generalize here, we're talking specifics. That individual went into a bank to roll over a one-year CD, and he wound up pulling him aside and trying to sell him an annuity. And I'm just telling you that a lot of these annuities, and that fits the mold of what I just said, my experience. A lot of these annuities are sold to people. They have no idea what they're buying. They didn't come in and ask for it in the first place, and they're sold them. And now why do people try to sell annuities? Annuities pay generous commissions to the salespeople.
So that
makes sense for why somebody would be motivated to try to sell them.
Yeah, but 4% isn't too bad interest at this point in time, is it?
Well, here's the problem, Isla. If you bought a certificate of deposit with a 4.1 interest, then you would have FDIC insurance and you would have no risk. But if you bought an annuity with a 4.1 yield, then you don't have FDIC insurance on an annuity.
That's true.
And so it's not to be compared with an FDIC. And I am very upset. I am extremely livid that people are calling into the program. It's not directed at you, Isla. It's directed at the content of the problem. People are calling into the program trying to make an apples comparison between a no-risk FDIC-insured CD and an annuity that is not FDIC-insured. And it's not fair, it's not right, and it's got to stop for people to be confused by anybody out there in the sales community, in a bank or anywhere else, trying to pull the wool over people's eyes. If anybody's trying to do that, they need to stop it, trying to mix people up between the difference between an FDIC no risk and some annuity somewhere that certainly has risk.
Well, they say this is guaranteed. It's guaranteed by, I won't say the name, by an insurance company.
Isla, is that the same as FDIC?
I don't know.
Well, let me answer, and I thank you for the call, Isla. Let me answer the question. Is an insurance company guarantee the same as the FDIC? No, 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 no. 1-800-934-2221. Is that upsetting that people get bulldozed like that? These people are getting bulldozed by bull bleep. This is bull bleep. FDIC is risk-free. Insurance company is not an FDIC guarantee. It is not risk-free. If anybody tells you that, they are selling you bull bleep.